Well, I've just cycled from Bath to Bristol on the Bath to Bristol cycle path, and my immediate reactions are, apart from being quite tired, that it is a really useful cycle path. It gets you from Bath to Bristol, two cities. It's completely off the road. It's an old railway track. It's flat. It's fast. I did it in under an hour. And it's a warm spring day in the Easter holidays, so there's lots of blossom, lots of kids out. It's shared with walkers as well, so there's lots of people out walking. And I thought it was just a really good way of getting between the two cities. Beautiful countryside, lovely views. Things that I thought weren't so good. Saw a group of kids giving a cyclist a hard time. It's very secluded in places, so I'm presuming that safety would be an issue. Not many signposts, so I didn't have a clue how far I had to go, which is the sort of thing I like to know, actually. So it's longer than I thought. It was 12 miles. It's about 16 miles, I think. And there are hardly any places. The signs just to tell you where the towns and villages are that you're passing and where your nearest kind of drinks and food places are. That would be useful. Really like the fact there was a cafe on one of the old stations. You go past the Bath brewery shop, so you can pick up some nice Bath ales. And I love seeing all the old platforms and you know, kind of the rail history, really, which is also sad because there should be a railway between Bath and Bristol that goes through some of those towns, I think. Anyway, got to the end of the line. I had huge problems finding the start of the path in Bath, and then at the end you get spat out into the sort of back of Templemead stations or somewhere, and the path disappears and it's into Bristol, which was a bit of a shock after such a beautiful cycle ride. Anyway, it was good. I really enjoyed it, and I'm a bit tired. And now I'm going to find some cycle paths that are ridiculous for my Bristol Ignite talk. And I've already found some.